This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. For the rest of the program, we're visiting another Illinois city with its own mayoral race, Carbondale. Joining us for this conversation were the candidates themselves, Councilwoman Carolyn Harvey, who is serving as interim mayor, technically mayor pro tempore, after Mayor Mike Henry took a leave of absence following the death of his wife last August. Mayor Henry is not seeking re-election. And Harold Visser was with us, a local property manager. As with our other conversations on mayoral races, we were trying to tease out the commonalities among problems faced by people in Carbondale, Champaign, Springfield, Chicago, and the many other towns electing mayors and other city officials this year. If you're interested in learning more about the candidates in the Champaign mayoral race, be sure to check our website, 21stshow.org, where you can find a link to my Illinois Public Media colleague Jim Meadows' conversation with the Champaign candidates. Because our show is on tape, we're not taking calls live today, but you can always let us know what you thought by leaving a voicemail at 217-300-2121, 217-300-2121. Okay, here now is my conversation with the candidates for mayor of Carbondale. So, Mayor Pro Tem Harvey, I want to begin with you. Gun violence is on the minds of a lot of Carbondale residents, especially following the release of the Carbondale Gun Violence Needs Assessment Report. Among the findings was that gun incidents spike at the start and end of the SIU semesters. I wonder, what was your reaction to that report?
I think it's a very thorough report done very unbiasedly. I think that the report basically told us what we already knew for most of the information, but it's provided in a way that everyone can see the facts. There are several recommendations within the report that we are considering. And as you said, gun violence is not a Carbondale issue, it's an issue that is of concern for us as a country. The spike at the beginning and end of the semester, the beginning of the semester, of course, there's an influx of new students or returning students who may or may not bring what they see in their local communities to Carbondale.
What would you do? What steps should the city be taking to curb that sort of gun violence?
I would say if I had the solution to that problem, I probably wouldn't be on the 21st show. You know, like I said, it's a national problem. I see some of the things that I think we can do. One, and this is not just for Carbondale, but for Universal. One, and we haven't had this problem locally, but assault weapons, making it more difficult for people to purchase those. Also, increasing the age of purchase to 21 instead of 18, doing more thorough background checks. And I think most of the problem is we know that a lot of times juveniles are involved in the gun violence, and that's because as we know, once you turn 18, everything that's on your record is no longer on your record. If I know that, of course, people who want to commit crimes know that also and take advantage of some of the juveniles within the community.
All right, Harold Visser, I want to bring you into the conversation now and stick with this same topic. What did you make of that report I was referencing? Another one of the findings was that 71, even though I mentioned that spike of violence around the SIU semester, the report also found that 71% of gun incidents are committed by Carbondale residents. What was your reaction to that report, and what are some of your ideas for dealing with gun violence?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Carolyn that you know, it really told us what we already knew. I think there, you know, gun violence all around the country, it goes down in the wintertime, it goes up in the summertime. That's when students are coming to town, students are leaving town, just because it's cold out and people don't want to go out and shoot each other, have parties and that kind of stuff. I think at the root of the problem, as I talked to some of the community leaders in this area, for example, I have a renter. He works at the high school and he works with a lot of these young guys. And if they don't know how to deal with their anger And it's very important to mentor and to teach these young men that you need to fight with words if there's arguments, and you need to work things out and have that kind of conflict resolution. I think that's important, supporting the Boys and Girls Club. And I also want to say that I think the Carbondale Police Department has been working very hard on this, working with our county DA. And we had a lot of violence due to gang activity. And I believe they arrested about 34 people. And that really has diminished some of the active gunfire in our city.
You know, one of the strategies the report mentioned, Mr. Visser, was the idea of community engagement, right? Improving a feeling of safety, social media messaging, addressing the parties that are crime attractor. I guess that puts me in mind, in a general way, how well do you think the city of Carbondale communicates with its residents? And Harold Visser, I'll start with you on that.
I mean, as a resident of Carbondale, for a long time, I really didn't know what the city was doing. I've had to go to city council meetings as of late, and then you really understand. But I feel like I don't really know how you communicate better or a solution for that. You know, is it more Facebook messaging? Is it direct mailers, et cetera? But I feel like in general, talking to people, most people don't know what the city is doing. And I think that may be something we just need to improve.
Mayor Pro Tem Harvey, what about you? What do you think about how well the city is in touch with its residents and vice versa?
I think that the city is in touch with a segment of our community. And I would say segment because everything that you and Harold have mentioned have been social media, those who have access to social media. We know that everyone in our community either does not have access or they choose not to access. So I think that at some point, going back to what's called snail mail, we will have to not make sure that we don't ignore that segment of our community that chooses not to be on the internet. But I think using those resources that we do an excellent job, our PR person who is Ronnie, does an excellent job with getting information out to the public.
Okay, we need to take a short break, but when we come back, the rest of my conversation with Carolyn Harvey and Harold Visser, the candidates for mayor of Carbondale. It's the 21st show. Stay with us. This is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. For the rest of our program today, we're listening back to my conversation with the candidates for mayor of Carbondale. Councilwoman Carolyn Harvey is serving as mayor pro tem after the incumbent mayor, Mike Henry, stepped down for a leave of absence following the death of his wife last August. He is not seeking re-election. Also, Harold Visser was with us, a local property manager in the Carbondale area. This conversation was part of a series highlighting mayoral races across Illinois. A lot of times these races can get bogged down in the weeds of hyper-local issues, but just like our conversations with the candidates for mayor of Champaign and Springfield and about the candidates running for mayor of Chicago, we wanted to find the commonalities, common problems that Illinoisans see in cities across the state. Because this conversation is on tape, we're not taking calls live, but you can always let us know what you thought by emailing talk@21stshow.org, talk@21stshow.org. Okay, let's get back to my conversation with the candidates for mayor of Carbondale. I want to ask about another issue that has put Carbondale really in a national spotlight since last summer. Mayor Pro Tem Harvey, the U.S. Supreme Court, as you know, ended the constitutional right to an abortion. Because of Carbondale's location, abortion rights advocates have been seeing the city as a haven, but of course that characterization is not necessarily universally appreciated. What do you think about that? What should the city government be doing about it?
I think the city government should be doing just what we're doing, which is nothing. At this point, we have two reproductive clinics that are open in Carbondale. Me, and this is Carolyn's personal view, I'm pleased that we have them. I'm pleased that they chose Carbondale as their location. I think that every woman or any other person who uses the services provided by those businesses should have an should have that right. We focus on the abortion side of what they do, but they offer so many other services that don't get advertised. It's just the abortion part. I think that the services that they offered are needed within the community, and I very much support them as far as what they're doing.
Well, and that goes to, I mean, I'm sure you saw the news out of Peoria where there was a Planned Parenthood clinic there that was victimized by arson. Is the city sort of on alert given that it has been in the spotlight over this?
Yes. And when I say we're doing nothing, I meant that we are not encouraging them to come to Carbondale. With some of the, protests that have happened around the clinics, we do have extra patrols, and the businesses themselves have done some things to discourage that type of protest. But as far as employee safety and client safety for those facilities, I think that just like any other business that you would walk into, when I go to my doctor, I feel perfectly safe walking into my doctor's office. I think people who are visiting those clinics should also have that same confidence that I can walk in here or I can work here and not have my life threatened.
Harold Visser, same set of questions to you. What do you think about this increase in traffic of patients and providers and people who oppose abortion and birth control and maybe gender-affirming care and all the sorts of things that these clinics provide? Do you welcome them into Carbondale, or what do you think about that?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I welcome them. It makes me very sad when babies are put in danger like this. I feel that, one thing is the state of Illinois has made it illegal for a city to regulate anything having to do with abortion clinics. So there's not too much you can do as a mayor. As a personal citizen, I love to support pregnancy resource centers, halfway houses to help these women, let them know that there are alternatives, that they can keep their kids, that we're here for their whole life. And I think I feel like there's misinformation about the dangers of these clinics. Even last week, there was a woman taken out of the Choices Clinic in an ambulance. And, that doesn't even make the news. I hope she's all right. I hope she didn't come to any real harm. But I feel like that's played down a lot, that these are not necessarily safe medical procedures. But, women should be able to have health care they need. They shouldn't be harassed on the way there. I've talked to some of the people who are sidewalk counselors, and it's interesting. They have to wear body cameras to protect themselves against false police reports, which I believe there have been a few in Carbondale. So, as a mayor, you want to protect citizens and their right to free speech. Well, obviously, you don't want people blocking cars, you doing that kind of stuff. So making sure people are responsible while they're exercising their free speech.
One other commonality we've heard from a lot of downstate communities is this idea of bringing in younger residents or keeping younger people there from heading off for the big cities, be it Chicago or I don't know if in Southern Illinois it might be St. Louis or Nashville, Louisville. What do you say to that? And maybe Harold Visser, I'll start with you. What can Carbondale as a city do to sort of make the city younger, make it more attractive to young people?
Yeah, I'd say we have a lot of great things going for us. It's a very cheap place to buy a house. We have beautiful parks. We're probably the most culturally diverse community in Southern Illinois. There's probably 20 different languages that are spoken here on a different daily basis. But I think as a mayor, really what we need to do is we need to go court some of these businesses that might be shutting down in China and say, hey, we got a wonderful place for your company to be. We're welcoming. We'll do what we can to reduce regulations, reduce taxes, and bring those people in, bring those workers. And that in turn will boost our local economy. But also when you have people like that invested, buying houses, it will reduce some of the crime that's going on here.
And Mayor Pro Tem Harvey, what's your perspective on that? Is Carbondale doing enough to make itself an attractive place for young people who are raised there to want to make their lives there?
I think that just like most young people, speaking of the ones from Southern Illinois, just like most young people, when it's time to select a college to go to, they want to, quote, get away from home. So I understand the desire to see the world, but I think we work collaboratively with the university to bring people from approximately 92 countries to Carbondale. You know, they have the SIU experience, but part of that SIU experience is the Carbondale experience also. And I think that if you go into, look around Carbondale, you will see people from lots of different states, lots of different countries who have decided to make Carbondale their home. I can say for me personally, I am one of those people who I'm originally from Birmingham, Alabama. But Carbondale has been my home since 1971. So, like I said, I think the city puts forth an effort to recruit we are invested within the university and within businesses within the city to encourage people to make Carbondale their home.
If you're just joining us, it's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're listening back to my conversation with Carolyn Harvey and Harold Visser, the candidates for mayor in the city of Carbondale, Illinois. This was part of our series highlighting mayoral races across the 21st state. Because we're on tape, we're not taking calls, but let us know what you thought by leaving a voicemail anytime, day or night. 217-300-2121 is the number. 217-300-2121. I want to ask about another aspect that dominates life in Carbondale in some ways, or at least the employment situation and many other aspects of the community, and that's Southern Illinois University. Since 2016, most years, Carbondale campus has seen pretty significant declines in enrollment, 8%, 9%, 12% some years. I think it was a little lower last year, just under 4% overall. Mayor Harvey, what should Carbondale, the city, be doing to sort of diversify beyond the important, admittedly important, economic engine that is Southern Illinois University?
When you say diversify, do you mean within the workforce or?
Well, I know I should say,
what specific area?
Instead of, you know, the main employer, the main sort of one of the business drivers of Carbondale is Southern Illinois University, but the university has been facing its own challenges. Mm-hmm. What should the city be doing to sort of, like, from an economic standpoint, be doing to diversify its sort of economic climate beyond SIU?
Okay, yes. And we understand, along with the university, that enrollment has declined. Part of that decline is based on online courses that students choose to take, which is very popular now. But we do have an economic development employee within the city who meets with businesses on a very regular basis, weekly, trying to recruit businesses to the city of Carbondale. So Carbondale has a lot to offer. We do have lots of space for those new businesses to come into that other businesses have left. So we are working very diligently to recruit not just restaurants, but retail into the city of Carbondale.
And Harold Visser, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I spoke to it a little bit earlier, but I mean, really, I think what we need to do is we need to attract some of these maybe manufacturing or even some white collar jobs. We did have an insurer that came here, and I think COVID during the pandemic, they had remodeled a huge chunk of our mall and they're gone. But looking for people like that, we have very good high speed internet. We have very good logistics with trucking and with rail. We need to bring in some of these mid-sized companies maybe, and they'll bring in a workforce, and then that will allow all these small businesses to thrive because they'll have lots of customers for their retail, for their restaurants. I think it's being very proactive, going to trade expos, doing mailing, calling companies and just saying, hey, we are here. We want to make your business thrive and we want to help you any way we can. I think that's the important thing for a local government to kind of say, hey, come here and we're here for you and we're here for the people of Carbondale.
Last question, and maybe this can be a little bit lighter and still in this area of tourism or economic development. A lot of people traveled to Southern Illinois a few years back to see that solar eclipse. Turns out there's going to be another one in about 2 years, or I should say 1 year from now. We're down to 1 year away. Yeah. So what, Mayor Pro Tem Harvey, what sort of things should Carbondale do to make itself the destination for people wanting to see another super rare solar eclipse?
Well, I think that the last eclipse, we did a great job at attracting people to the Southern Illinois area. Carbondale, again, being the focal point of the eclipse for the second time, which is a really rare occurrence, that the city and the university are already working on. There's a committee working on ideas and things that we can do. But of course, tourist attractions. The last eclipse, we did several concerts for that. We had several vendors coming in from without, that were selling within the city. T-shirts, making our hotels available and not raising the rates so that they are tremendously out of reach for those people who will be coming. So I think the eclipse will be a great, just another great event within the city.
Harold, is there anything you want to add to that or anything you'd do differently looking ahead to the next
promoting it, promoting a lot of our local businesses, especially like I think like our food vendors, food trucks will do really well during that. I think also easing the restrictions on Airbnbs in the city of Carbondale would be helpful. So people can, if they want to rent out a space, they can, and really help some of the citizens to get some of that money in too.
Harold Visser is a local businessman, apartment complex owner in Carbondale, and a candidate for mayor. Councilwoman and Mayor Pro Tem Carolyn Harvey is also seeking election to that office. Mayor Pro Tem Harvey and Harold Visser, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st Show.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it also.
And that was my conversation with the candidates for mayor of Carbondale. And that's all the time we have for our show today and this week. Before we go, I want to urge you to join our texting group. You can do so by texting the word TALK, T-A-L-K, to 217-803-0730. That's sending the word TALK, T-A-L-K, to 217-803-0730. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield and Jose Zepeda. Our interns are Owen Henderson and Anaya Jones. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thanks to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again on Monday.